Finally, in Alzheimer's disease, we're aware of the fact that if we're going to treat Alzheimer's disease, we're going to need to follow that treatment. We're aware that Alzheimer's disease is a very long disease. We're aware that drug companies have vast numbers of potential drugs which they could use. And so we have a difficult problem because in order to get, using classical clinical trial techniques, a positive result on a potential drug, you're going to need lots of patients, possibly lots of patients of the same type, and you need to go to follow them for many years before you can say, oh, well, this one's worth following up. A disastrous situation economically and in all other ways. But imagine if you could take patients and you could, on the basis of their scan, stratify them according to severity rather than using measures of behavior, just how much of the brain has atrophied and where, and then take a small group, because what we deal with, our techniques are so sensitive, we just need to deal with 10, 20 or 30 subjects, and then follow them in time with techniques which show change in the structure of the brain with good sensitivity over periods of no more than 3 or 6 months. Potentially, you could screen vast numbers of drugs in that way with these small cohorts examined with these morphometric techniques, structure techniques, what I've been calling VBM, over perhaps a year or two, and get an indication of whether you needed to go to a clinical trial with this one or that one. Now, we've been doing that with VBM. Actually, next door to this lab, Martin Rosser has been doing it with Nick Fox using other techniques, showing that you can detect really subtle changes in atrophy over periods of 3 to 6 months. We've done a collaborative study with him to show that we get the same results with our two techniques. The techniques are automated so that the person doing the scans or the analysis can't bias them. I think this is a very exciting area for translational medicine. And again, we now have the proof of principle.